Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may say my dog will always come through.
The writer E.B. White is best known for his children's books, Charlotte's Web, Stuart Little, and Trumpet of the Swan, columnist for The New Yorker for over a half century, and co-author of Strunk and White's The Elements of Style. White hit his stride as an American literary icon when he began publishing his One Man's Meat columns from his saltwater farm on the coast of Maine. In E.B. White on Dogs, his granddaughter and manager of his literary estate, Martha White, has compiled the best and funniest of his essays, poems, letters, and sketches, depicting over a dozen of E.B. White's various canine companions. Appropriately enough, the book is entitled E.B. White on Dogs, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Martha White to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a delight to speak with you. At what point did you realize that there was so much material when it came to your grandfather and his writing about dogs?
Well, I was working on a previous collection of quotations that Cornell University Press had asked me to do, called In the Words of E.B. White. And that book, which was pulled from all of his different books of essays and the New Yorker archives and everything that he'd ever written, I noticed that the section on dogs was getting very long. And at first I thought, oh, this is my own fault. I'm a dog lover myself, and this is just my own preference for everything that he's written about dogs. But then slowly I realized, no, in fact, he had written a lot about dogs. And even though in Charlotte's Web and Trumpet of the Swan and Stuart Little, there aren't any dogs to speak of, they're certainly not major characters in any of his children's books, he wrote about dogs a lot, and often in very funny, sometimes very poignant ways, and many different breeds of dogs. He had dachshunds, he had collie dogs, he had various terriers and mutts and rescue dogs. And his pieces on dogs were mostly uncollected, and I just thought, oh, here's an opportunity. We've got to do this.
It's a wonderful collection because you get to see, obviously, a personal side, and as you mentioned, his own dogs. And then also, he was, in working for The New Yorker, he would cover dog shows and sled dog races and dogs in the city, and it would almost become part of his beat.
Right, right. The New Yorker was very smart with E.B. White in that they didn't require him to stay in the office from 9 to 5. They allowed him to go out and about and to write about the events of his day. And I think they did send him, to some of the great events in the garden, the dog shows and obedience contests and things like that. And, of course, he had a very funny and characteristic take on those, kind of spoof. Sometimes a little tongue-in-cheek sometimes, and some of those notes and comment pieces are very funny. The pieces, virtually everything that's in the book was published before, but a lot of them, like the notes and comments pieces, had kind of disappeared because they hadn't been pulled into his book collection. So those were some of the fun ones to pull into book form, because I think a lot of people, even though they might have been E.B. White readers, might not have seen those before, unless they were around in 1930 to read them the first time.
Mm. And also, he is that you included letters that he wrote to you.
Yep, there are a number of letters in the book. There were a couple that were written to me. There's a great one to my grandmother, written from the point of view of Daisy, one of his Scotty dogs. And it's on the occasion of her pregnancy with my father. So Daisy takes it upon herself to write to my grandmother to tell her how happy my grandfather is in anticipation of his first child. And that was a particularly fun one to include.
You mentioned that there's no dogs to speak of in Charlotte's Web or in Stuart Little and some of his iconic work. But that love that is shown here for animals and nature in this book, certainly is very reflective of that that he shows in those books.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was a keen observer of animals of all kinds, and certainly that comes through so strongly in Charlotte's Web. You know, his depiction of the geese is just spot on, and he often used the geese also in some of his literary essays. He interviewed a goose one time on the subject of Watergate, and that was a piece in The New Yorker. you know, but he doesn't put dogs in the children's books, and my guess is, and this is really just a guess, is that they were always such strong characters. You know, his own dogs were mostly neurotic, you know, fairly badly behaved often, and I think they just came off too strong to become fictional characters in those books.
I was telling my wife about this interview, and she said that I strongly respect and admire any writer who can make a spider sympathetic.
Yes. Right. Well, he needed somebody to save the pig.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, without a doubt.
Right.
When you think of your grandfather, when you think of your family, you get the sense in the book that the dogs were ever present. That this was part of your life.
Oh, absolutely. There were always dogs at my grandfather's house, you know, one or two at a time, all through our years growing up, and we lived down the road from him. And we also had dogs we had ducks and chickens and other animals too, but dogs were ever present. And in my own life, when my brother and I went away to school during high school, my mother started breeding golden retrievers. That was her early solution to the empty nest, I think. And so there are a lot of retrievers in the family now because we've all become very fond of the retrievers. But various breeds. We had beagles and collies and various dogs over the years.
Some of the most poignant and beautiful pieces, I think, are about the dachshunds, right?
Oh, the dachshunds loom large, particularly Fred.
Yes.
Fond readers of E.B. White will recognize the essays on Fred, Death of a Pig. He comes out strong in Bedfellows and various ones. Dog Training is another one with Fred in it. And he was before my own time, so I don't remember him personally, but I feel as if I know him just because of reading so much about him, and he was a very strong character dog. And then there were dachshunds after that. Minnie was a female dachshund that a lot of people have seen photographs of her next to the typewriter with my grandfather interviewing Minnie. And in my day, they had a dachshund named Augie or August, and Augie was a kind of a smaller, slighter version of Fred. We remembered him fondly for swimming because he would go down to their shore in Maine and swim with his tail going in circles like a propeller, and he could really move in the water.
I mentioned in the introduction that you are manager of E.B. White's literary estate. What is that responsibility like?
Well, it's mostly great. It's fun because, of course, you get to read such great stuff, and it's mostly around the issue of reprints. People are still reprinting, particularly Once More to the Lake, one of the essays about Belgrade Lakes. A lot of the essays go into anthologies for, English teachers use them in high school and college level courses, and of course, Elements of Style is still very much in the picture, and the children's books, particularly Charlotte's Web, get used a lot, both in educational settings and other reprints. So it's mostly the matter of that. And I've been fortunate in that my grandfather was quite specific about how he wanted his literary estate to be handled. So we've got some pretty good instructions about what he did and did not want, and that's been useful. It's interesting to me, for instance, to hear about the new book out about Willa Cather's letters, because she was somebody who did not want her letters republished, and I have strong feelings about that being done anyway. In my grandfather's case, he was still alive when his own book of letters first came out, so he was able to go through himself and pick out the ones that he wanted to have republished, which he did, and then I put an additional 10 years of letters on after he died, but that was a fairly easy thing to do by that point. So it's been great. I feel like it's a privilege, and it's fun.
And there isn't an over-commercialization, right? He was concerned about that, I assume.
Yes. Well, people might argue that the movies were that. We had mixed feelings about those, but again, in that case, he made that decision, and we went along with what he said. We're not big fans of the movies, which are nothing like the books.
Right.
But fortunately, people tend to prefer the books, so that's been good. But other than the movies, I would say we've done a great job of keeping things out of the commercial. And he was very good at saying no to things. He said no to book clubs. He said no to speaking engagements. He said no to showing up for awards. He said no a lot, partly because he was not a public persona. He never wanted to be a celebrity, and he really could not, physically could not, do the public speaking piece. It would just make him too nervous. So he kind of led the way in showing us what to say yes and no to. So that was great.
I think it's interesting when you mention about the films, because when I think of him and I think of the work, I sort of strain for a moment. Oh, right, there was the Stuart Little movies.
Yes.
There was the Charlotte's Web. But of course, you always remember, the books. You always remember the work, and I assume that that's gratifying. That's what holds on.
Right, right. That is the case, and we've been glad to see that. And I think, in the end, the movies certainly did no harm, and they probably sold a lot of books along the way. So
I can't
begrudge the movie makers.
Well, the new book is delightful. It's a wonderful collection. It is entitled E.B. White on Dogs. It is published by Tilbury House Publishers. Martha White, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you very much. Again,
all right. Bye.
The title of the book, E.B. White on Dogs. It is published by Tilbury House Publishers. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
I love my dog as much as I love you. You may think my dog will always come through.